just as soon as the conductor, he says, all aboard. This train is a clean train, you know this train. This train is a clean train, you know this train. This train is a clean train, everybody riding in Jesus' name, because this train is a clean train, you know this train. This train has left the station, move this train. This train has left the station, move this train. This train has left the station. This train takes on every nation, cause this train is a clean train, you know this train. It's the prettiest train I ever did see. This train, it's the prettiest train I ever did see. This train, it's the prettiest train I ever did see. If you wanna ride, you gotta be redeemed, because this train, you know this train. This train is bound for glory. This train is bound for glory. This train is bound for glory. This train. This train is bound for glory. Everybody ride it, oh God be holy. This train is a clean train. You know this train.
Very nice to see you again. And how are you doing, by the way?
I'm doing very well. It's great to see you. And what a team. Oh, my God. Well, it's wonderful to be here.
We love you. We love your voice. And we love your persona. We just love everything about you. And I'm thinking that this album, which I've got in front of me, actually, I don't have the whole album. I've just got a...
Single, right?
Yeah, okay, I've got the single. I've got a few other tracks.
I've got the album. Where's the album?
Come and bring the album.
We've got
the
album. Listening to the album. An authentic sounding album.
Indeed. That was the intentions when I decided to do this album. I went home and rang up my old mate, Bob Lamb, who's old UB40 producer. Mm-hmm. I said, Bob, I've got this idea, doing this kind of gospel album thing, and I want it to sort of strip back and no frills. Yeah. He said, come in, Rube. So I went in, come in, Rube. Yeah. I walked in that studio. I worked in there in 1979. It's exactly the same.
He did the first UB40 albums, didn't he, Bob Lamb?
Yeah, he did, indeed. But, you know, I went in there and forget updated. On tape, absolutely fantastic.
Well, that's why it sounds so authentic. And there is a kind of a warmth and something else. You can't really define it, the difference between analog and digital. You just can't define what it is. You've got a really authentic sound on here, though. The combination of your voice, doing it analog, being in a certain studio, you must be very happy.
Very, very happy indeed. I think what it is with going down to tape, real to real, is it captures the whole atmosphere of the studio and of the room. I had a keyboard player, and it was quite, Bob's equipment or something else was brilliant. The piano, what's that? Get the lid off, put the lid back on, take your shoes off. It was hilarious.
Some egg boxes literally, on the wall.
It was just like that, it really was. And in the end, wonderful Phil was playing with one shoe off. We could still hear the clinking and the clanking. And I said, leave it on, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it just like it
is. So you recorded most of it just as if you were doing it live, really.
I did it live, literally.
Did you add a few bits on after?
The backing vocal parts, yeah, absolutely. But I tried to capture what they did way back in 1929, the 30s, going up to the 60s. I kind of mixed it up a little bit. But my whole thing about doing this album was to try and tell the truth.
How do you feel about your career? Because in a sense, I mean, I know you've been working with Jules and you've been around, as you said, for quite a long time. You've been on hits and you had hits and you work with all kinds of people. But in a sense, you're kind of like a really well-kept secret sometimes, aren't you?
Bless.
No, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I guess, in a way, that's kind of true.
Do you prefer it that way?
Well, I think now, looking back, I mean, there were times when it became very frustrating trying to just keeping up with stuff. Because at the end of the day, I'm a working musician. I've still got to pay my bills, you know. Hence, I had to be very versatile. When I wasn't having the hits and the deals had ended, et cetera, I had to branch out into theatre and kind of, in a way, being under the radar was a good thing. It makes sense now because it stops you from being overexposed.
And it's given you a very long career, hasn't it?
Yeah, and here I am 30 years on,
putting
stuff out, or being myself, but it's wonderful.
When you watch The X Factor, or you watch, you watch The X Factor, you watch American Idol, or you watch any of those shows, and you see these singers on there, and they want to be you, really, don't they? Or they want to be Whitney, or they want to be whoever. They want to be a singer. Mm. Well, what do you think? I mean, do you sit there thinking, you're not going to make it, or you might make it, or you're not going to be able to cope with it?
It's a funny one, that, really, because I try very hard not to be judgmental. This is a new generation. They want to do what they want to do, and it is put on a plate for them. Mm. It is offered to them. What are they going to do? They've got to take it. They're offering them opportunities, so they go for it. My concern, one or two will get through and they make a noise and it don't last very long. And how do they cope with that's kind of there and then gone? I know how I had to battle on and reinvent, whatever you want to call it, but it was just hard work. Early years, it took me 5 years before I actually got my first recording contract. Talk about pay your dues, and I did. It's all about that. If they don't get a chance to put the work in, they won't appreciate what they've got.
But the instant fame thing doesn't necessarily prepare them for that, does it?
Well, that's where the fault is, you see. And who is there to pick up the pieces if they can't cope with that? That's why I say I worry about that.
Do you think they pay enough attention to the talent of the individuals, or do they pay too much attention to the fame?
The bottom line is, do they have what it takes to stay the course? And I know this rock and roll ain't easy. It's just one of those things. They've got to be able to hang in there.
And do it live. I mean, this is a nice link, wasn't it? I've got some gigs here. Ruby Turner gigs. You see the way I segued that?
No, I didn't notice.
A class.
No one noticed. I think I got away with it. So Ruby's gigs are Saturday, September 12th, Hull Jazz Festival. Thursday, September 24th, Bath Comedia. Sunday, September 27th, Brighton Comedia. Saturday, October 3rd, Blackheath Concert Halls. Do you know, I've not been down there. I was born there. Not actually in the concert halls. Thursday, October 8th, Norwich Playhouse. Tuesday, November 10th, Birmingham Town Hall. If you want to see a voice, you want to see Ruby do some of this stuff, you get down there, you will not be disappointed. Ruby Turner's new single, This Train, which we played already, is now in the shops, and the album I'm Travelling On is out on September 7th, which we've been talking about. And from that album, I'd like to play Oh Mary, Don't You Weep. Can I do that?
You can do that, Ruby.
Okay.
You can do that. Thank you.
Good to see you. See you next time, Ruby.
God
Ruby
bless. Turner,
everybody.
Thank you.
Here it comes. Ruby
I'm singing Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Mother, don't have to mourn.
Oh, Mother, don't you mourn.
Listen to me, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Mother, don't have to mourn.
Oh, Mother, don't you mourn.
Pharaoh's army.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Got drowned in the sea one day.
Drowned in the Red Sea.
But Jesus said, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Your little sister don't have to moan no more.
Oh, Mother, don't you moan.
Now can I get a witness? He said, Mary.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Mother, don't have to moan.
Oh, Mother, don't you moan.
Maybe somebody's sick today.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Somebody ain't got no home.
Oh, Mother, don't you moan.
Pharaoh's army.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
They got drowned in the sea one day.
Drowned in the Red Sea.
But I believe a man. Sister, don't have to moan no more.
Oh, Mother, don't you moan.
Now listen, if I could right now,
if I could,
I'd tell you, I surely would right now.
Surely would.
Oh, stand on a rock, children.
Stand on the rock.
Stand on a rock where Moses stood one day.
Moses stood.
Because Pharaoh's army.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Is that my name?
Oh, Ruby Turner. Mary,
don't you weep.
I'll be a bridge over deep water if you trust in my name.
Mary,
love
it. I'll be the rock.
11:30 tonight. Mark Riley's musical time machine. Tonight, Mark and his musical time machine heads back to 1995. That was the year that Nick Leeson was arrested for his role in the collapse of Barings Bank. Richie Edwards from the Mannix went missing, and comedian Peter Cook passed away.
Hope there's someone who'll take care of me.